Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blessings of Christ.
Okay, there you are. You were gone for just a teeny bit.
Well, I did not mute myself. Oh, that's crazy. Okay, well, you learn something every day. Anyway, I am here and intended to be all along. And we're good to go, I think. Wherever you are, I hope it's a beautiful day. At least a beautiful day in your heart, in your life, and that you are open to all manner of positive possibilities and opportunities for your life getting better and better through the grace of God. And we do have more callers now, so thank you, God, and hallelujah. I'm glad more people showed up. I was worried because the notice got out a little bit later today than usual, but I'll take this opportunity to tell you that this will always, always be happening. If anything happens to me, we have over 200 blessing givers and many of them willing volunteers, and we have our beautiful Nancy, who is my co-presenter, and it will be online. So come and dip your cup in the well that will refresh your life and not leave you thirsty. So if for any reason there's an online glitch or stop that doesn't get the message to you, you just keep that message in your heart, okay? And let's get on with it. Nancy, we have some lovely people who've already signed in. Starstick.
We should.
Let's talk to somebody.
We sure do. So absolutely. Let me welcome everybody and welcome callers that are already here in the queue. We're so happy that you're here. It is a glorious Sunday. So I'm glad we're all here together to celebrate and take some time to be together. So we have our first caller is Stormy. Hi, Stormy.
Yes, I have a nice blessing request, and that is I would like a maintenance blessing, a maintenance on all the blessings I have already received. I'd like a blessing for the maintenance of all the blessings I have already received.
Okay.
Right. Well, that's a good one. That's a good one, and we honor it. And one of the biggest factors in maintaining all the blessings you've received is your faith and your focus upon it. Because God doesn't change. God's gifts do not be retracted. And they don't time out. But unfortunately, as the world turns, we put our attention on other things. It's just human nature. And, so we pray for you and others to maintain attention to that sacred place within yourself where all blessings are stored like treasures.
Yes, I just thought it was really good to think about the maintenance. The maintenance we sometimes don't think about. Yeah, we need to put some maintenance on that, like maintenance on a better diet. Maintenance mm-hmm. on my car, which I'm working on, all that good stuff. All right.
The key is keep receiving. Just keep receiving.
I don't know how not to.
Well, there you go. There you go. You've already got the key, Stormy. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Stormy.
Bye-bye.
Yes, we're all open to receive. That's a good one. Thank you, Stormy. And Mara, hi. We're happy you're here today.
I am too. And I just want to give gratitude to everyone. My nephew was in and out of ICU, and he has now been able to walk up and down the halls a little bit, and I know they get a lot of calls in the family, so one of the sons, one of his brothers, is going to let me know if there's any difference. And he said, if you don't hear from me, you'll know that all is still well. And so all up till this time, all is still well, and I thank all of you for everything and Yeshua. And I also thank Yeshua for the multitude of tender mercies that he sends our way all the time. And bless you all, and bless you, and thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I am always here for you. I love my work.
I know you. And I love it that you love your work.
I wouldn't want to do anything else. In fact, my painting career is very jealous. I say back to it, well, you graced my life and I graced yours. But, you know, God's even greater.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, it's really wonderful to hear your nephew. I'm so glad your nephew's doing better. That is wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great. So, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We love you, Mara.
Thank you, Nancy. I love all of you, too. And I like all of the messages that the blessing givers and the receivers who ask. It's a wonderful thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do too, Mara. And you know, the thing I love about it so much is I come what I would call semi-prepared for this. I never know what will happen, and I don't try to outguess it. So I come here preceded with prayer so that I'm really strongly centered in my heart, unconditionally open to whatever may come up or be asked, and then I let go. But I also pick two or three subjects that I would say I kind of spruce up on. Like I get a little bit extra prepared, like I remember what chapter it was in Love Without End, or what Bible verse refers to it, you know. So I get a little spruced and polished on a few topics because I kind of feel them in the air, you know. I can always do that when I walk into a live seminar. And this is why, but it's just I don't see your face. And then I let go. And you take over. The rest of all of you, you're really hearing the tips. You're the one that identifies what issues need to be addressed, who needs to be helped, who needs to be recognized or acknowledged. And then we take them collectively into our hearts, and I'll respond as best I know how and get it all set up to receive the blessing when we're ready to finish with that. And that's kind of how it works, Mara. So it's a living dynamic group that comes together. And just like you and others don't entirely know what we're going to talk about, you may know what you want to ask, but you don't know what other people are going to say. But you jump in. You just want to be part of it. It's kind of like a swimming pool on the 4th of July.
Yeah. Oh, and before I disconnect here and listen, I want to say thank you to Stormy for, well, I think it's got to be 2 or 3 years ago. He gave me the gift of a gesture to use for prayer, and I use it, if not every day, very close to every day in the morning when I first get up. So thank you for that, Stormy.
Oh, that's great, Maura. I'm sure he appreciates that. He is, he loves contributing. That's one thing about Stormy. He loves being part of the group and contributing and bringing whatever part of spirit he can. So we love you, Maura. We love you, Stormy, and everybody else here. So, what do you think? You think maybe we should go on to someone else, Maura?
I think so. I don't want to, I read the other day, I interrupted a friend of mine when, and it was so interesting. I walked into my study and I picked up this little magnifying glass that has a prayer inside, and I looked at it and it said, listen or your tongue will make you deaf. And it's a Cherokee saying. And I called my friend and told her about it, and we had a good laugh over that. I said, how timely these messages come.
Yeah, that's exactly. Great. That is great. That's so funny. All right. Well, we don't want your tongue to make you deaf. So.
No. But thank you, Maura, for reminding us about those of us that ask how you referred to that as a blessing to yourself in addition to the blessing itself. So that was really powerful for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We now have, thank you, Maura, we have Caroline. Hi there. We missed you last week.
Hi. Yes, I was busy throwing bras around, actually, at a Earth Day festival. I was talking about breast cancer issues and educating people about the link between bras and breast cancer. So that was why I was not there, and I didn't want to miss it, but I was that was what I was doing. I was at a breast cancer awareness. I was doing breast cancer awareness at an Earth Day festival here on Maui. And I think it was effective because I've been talking about it on the live show that I've been doing, and they're now going to be covering that issue on Wednesday on this Thriving Women Network show that I co-host. And I hope that will go well. So hopefully blessings for that to go well, to succeed in educating people about the link between bras and breast cancer, which I think is very important for people to know about. So that's a blessing I would ask for, and I'm also very grateful that I've had the platform to be able to talk about that. So thank you, Jeshua, for doing that.
Oh, yes.
And then a very specific blessing for my my son's longtime partner, Christine, who's having some major issues at work. Both she and my son would probably be way better off finding positions in different companies, but there are lots of politics going on in my in this poor lady's workplace that have made things very difficult for her. So Jeshua knows the story, I'm sure, but I'd like blessings for Christine and blessings for Dominic for their jobs to work out well, and for them to be on a path that is a real calling rather than just a job. So those are my blessings for today. Blessings for that breast cancer message to get out effectively about bras and breast cancer, and also blessings for my son's girlfriend Christine and for my son for their work to go well.
Absolutely. We hold them in our hearts. And you know, your conversation sparked a response in me that I thought might be valuable to everybody, regardless of what your need is or what your desire for connection is. And you made the comment, of course, Yeshua knows what she's going through. Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? Sometimes we can leave Yeshua in the stadium watching the ball game of our life playing out. And what's really important, and we provide in this blessing, is a more, is a stronger connection and an active flow of energy between that connection. I've spoken before the blessing many times, almost every week, that after I offer my prayer, you will begin your prayer during the blessing, and how that actually provides the accurate, it's like a Wi-Fi connection, if you will, just to use modern technology, or Bluetooth. You know, we've got all kinds of devices around the house that do or do not pick up signals that are floating through the air, for around the earth and even the cosmos. They don't pick up the signal because they don't have the connection. Well, prayer is our connection. And it doesn't matter, really, my friends, what the content of your prayer is. The purpose and the benefits and the harvest of prayer is your connection with God, with Yeshua, with the Holy Spirit. However you choose to focus your prayer, being in that state of connection. And this is why he told the apostles, he said, knock on the door and it will open. Seek and you shall find. He really, really discouraged them from being passive expectationers. I don't know how to say that. Expecting passively. Expecting passively because God knows me. He knows I'm his child. Why isn't he just taking care of me? Well, that's because God gave us a life. And in giving us a life, he gave us sovereignty over it. He gave us choices over it. And he gave us the opportunity to examine the outcome of the choices we make and to follow through with the expectations that we have. Carolyn, would you mind muting your phone? There's a background coming in.
I'll do that.
Thank you. Examining the flow of energy that is coming your way and is out there for you to reach for. You see, God does not interfere with our life. Occasionally, and I really do say that very occasionally, he will send an angel in to intercept what might have been a fatal accident of some kind. I asked for that once when I saw a head-on collision about to happen. And I said, God, don't miss this. Please don't miss this. But you see, I ask on their behalf. And you can ask on behalf of other people. That's why prayer circles are so helpful and so wonderful. Prayer groups, prayer circles, you can ask on behalf of other people. And, you know, people were rescued from that head-on collision. Well, carry that story on right now, because the point of what I'm saying is that don't be too passive about life, because you are actually in training by God to become increasingly responsible for your life, that you may be given greater areas of responsibility for others. Okay? And Paul admonished one of his congregations in an epistle. They were complaining and complaining. Well, we don't have this and we don't have that. And he wrote back and he said, you don't have because you ask not. It was simple. He really got it. He understood. And sometimes, and we could ask also, well, if the apostles knew this, if they knew and practiced this and asked on behalf of others, why were they martyred? Very likely they were martyred because for the same reason Yeshua was. They also asked for the ultimate lesson in compassion, the ultimate service to humanity, the ultimate revelation of death to we part. I'm here for you till the end of time, and I will see you on the other side. So you don't know what they ask for, and it's very possible they ask for it. In fact, we know that Paul was very, it was Peter, very, very aware of his impending crucifixion, and he asked to be crucified upside down so that he would not dishonor the master. Okay? So we don't know what some people have asked for, and we don't know what they may have asked for others. Just be mindful, my friends, of what you ask for. Okay? And sometimes in a state of sarcasm or frustration or negative response, I don't need other words to say it, we may say, well, if you're just going to let me keep suffering like this, why don't you just take my life? And that's what we actually ask for. Be careful, my friends, what you ask for. Be very careful. I know you've been told that by many people because they have witnessed in their own lives. You've got to be careful what you ask for. But also be careful of what you're not asking for. That's even more important. Okay. Well, Carolyn inspired this. And in response, Carolyn, I just want to say we really thank you for the great work that you do, alerting people to ways that they can have a better and safer life in the arena of health and well-being. And while you're reminding them about the bras, remind them to ask for greater understanding and greater health in all areas, because health in one part of your body actually does contribute to health in the rest of your body. The root meaning, the root word of all health is wholeness. Okay. Well, Nancy, let's move on. Let's see who's next on our list.
Absolutely. Thank you, Carolyn. That was wonderful. And we love you. So we have Christopher. Hi, your line is open.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Well, afternoon. I am so grateful to be here, first of all. Just the amount of light and love that emanates from everybody is just so stunning. I was on the phone with my mom earlier, and that was a beautiful conversation, but it's just like getting on this call, it's like a deluge of love. I like your image, Glenda, of the 4th of July pool. I just want to jump in. I'm happy to be here. So... Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Maura is just very, what do you want to say, unassuming about it, but it just like emanates like a sun from her. So I just want to say thank you to her for all the love she brings every week, and for giving her space to just share, because it's wonderful to witness that. So I do want to say a prayer for my mom and my family. Send a blessing to them. My mom's amazing. She's always been very faithful, and I also think she's struggled with the state of the world quite a bit. And it's hard for her to see people the way things are, and disturbing to her. And then there's some things going on in the family with relationships that are difficult that I think she could use some help and just more of Yeshua's presence around her, because she really loves him and trusts him, but I don't think she always feels him in the midst of everything that's going on right now.
Well, she needs to reach for him. Okay. Go ahead.
What's that?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm almost done. My master's degree is almost complete. I just handed in a revision of my thesis. It's been quite a journey, and I prayed quite a bit about what to do with it and what to do next. And long story short, I decided to apply for a doctorate in ministry and at a progressive Christian seminary that's very ecumenical and interfaith. And they have a focus on social transformation and spiritual direction and the arts. So it feels like a really and they're very socially progressive.
Right.
Yeah. So it feels like there's a lot of resonance there. So I'm applying. They have a special thing. If I get my application in tomorrow, I get a scholarship automatically. So if I get accepted.
Awesome. Well,
yeah,
go for it, my friend.
Yeah, I wanted to ask for blessings from everyone around this transition and next steps. And Glenda, everything you were saying, I love what you said. Your art career is jealous of your ministry because, but God is even greater. And I feel like that's a big part of what I learned from the Master of Arts degree, was just how much I need God and Spirit to be a part of my education. I am a learner. I love learning and writing and reading and teaching. But without having God central to it, it was really painful for me. So,
I understand.
So thank you, everybody. Just wanted to ask a blessing for that. And you talked about taking, praying and receiving the responsibility, growing in our responsibility. And I feel that calling of carrying Spirit and Christ, especially to people maybe who felt alienated from the church, and and especially in the times that we're in where we do need social transformation, but I think that it needs to be rooted in that spiritual calling and that spiritual reality more and more. After going through the graduate training I just did, I just see how much, we missing Spirit in the process. It is a spiritual process, so how can we leave God out of it? So just a blessing for all of our leaders and all of us who want social change to really feel that we can come into his embrace and allow him to work through us. It will not be possible without that, as far as I can tell.
Amen, my friend. Well, we just keep on. And by the way, ask for that scholarship. Don't just think about it. Don't just pray about it. Ask. Ask for it. I get everything I ask for. And things I just want, but I don't ask for, just sort of slip out the door. And I think, well, I'd really like to have had that. And I can hear Paul chuckling, going, I told you so.
That's very empowering, Glenda. Thank you. Thank you for that, because, I often do get tied up in knots. I think, this is more of an investment. This is more loans. What am I going to do? It's like, why not pray and ask God, if this is your plan for my life, let this happen, and let there be scholarships,
take
and let there be funding.
Take all the ifs out. Just remove. Take your magic eraser and erase every if. Take your doubts out. Take your uncertainties out. I'd like to have this course, please. You're in a restaurant. You have a menu in your hand. The waiter comes up and you say, today I'm having da 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 da. Okay? And you don't pause and say, if the chef wants to cook it. Okay? Or if it's not too much trouble. like a chef salad if it's not too much trouble and if the chef really has the ingredients. Stop putting your orders in like that. Yeah, I want a chef salad. Thank you.
I hope to get to go out to lunch with you sometime, Glenda. And this is an amazing gift right now. Thank you. I needed to hear that.
Yeah, you did. You sure did. Okay. And I'm going to switch. Are you finished with your request?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay. All
Thank
right.
you.
Well, now that you're finished with your request, I am going to refer back to one little trouble spot you mentioned your mom was having, which brought to mind something I know, just about everybody on this call has at least one dear one is having trouble with the world right now. Because there's so many weird things coming up for us to look at. And I just want to say, there's a lot of fear that's been cultivated in our world from many, many surprising directions. Many, many, many surprising directions. And no one is at their best when they're afraid. We have a lot of new topics we need to be taking up for consideration. That's true. The world needs to be opening its arms to new possibilities. But it's not going to open its arms to new possibilities that are coming in a hostile mode.
Right.
And then you're saying, I just don't know why anybody, people are not accepting me. I think I'll get a gun out. Right. They're really going to accept you then. Everyone, we need to take charge of our fear. The receiver needs to take charge of your fear. The aggressor needs to take charge. It's all about fear, my friend. It's all about fear. I look at as much of the news as I can until I can't stomach it anymore. But there's not a single person that I view on the news that isn't coming at the subject, whatever the subject may be, from fear. It's not a world I've ever seen before. So the place to start is you go into your heart, your sacred heart, not your emotion. Not your emotional heart, your sacred heart, whether it's deep. And then you begin looking for an outer furnishing of your life that is reflective of your heart. And you look for ways of connecting with the world in a more heart-centered way. You know, instead of retaliating with objections, ask questions. Well, can you tell me more about that? Can you tell me more why this is really so important? It's obviously important to you. We can inquire. We can learn. We can cooperate up to a point, disallowing hostility, of course. We've got to calm the hostility in this world. We've got to calm it down. But one of the things that calms it down more is respect and a question and an ear to listen instead of retaliation just makes it worse. And there's some people that really, really just want you to retaliate. You're being set up to retaliate because then it's your fault. And that's what I'm seeing in the dialogue going on. People with a concept that is new or radical, even if it would be for good purposes, it's new, okay. And they don't know how it's going to be received, so they'll set you up for rejecting it before they've ever said enough, so then it could be your fault that it's not being accepted. Be very careful to keep that duct tape on your mouth, unless you're asking a question or appreciating the fact that, this may be something we do need to learn more about, think more about. Don't take the bait. Don't react. Okay?
Yeah.
That would be my advice to you, because Yeshua said, love your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean fall in love with your enemies. It doesn't mean adore your enemies. It doesn't mean join forces and be just like them. No, it really means understand the fact that even your enemies are part of the whole fabric that we belong to. And somehow, we're going to have to find a way to all get along. And you know, you don't have to be the answer to all this mess. There's a mess in the world, and you don't have to fix it. You don't have to have the answer to it. You have to have the answers to your life. That's what counts, is that you have the answers to your life. What are your values? What do you stand for? How do you connect with God? How would you like to see your love expressed more into the world? That's about the best I can say right now. You know, it's a developing story. And we'll discuss more when we know more.
Well, Glenda, I was reading The River of Life today, the adamantine particles and all about that, and the bacteria having access to this one gene pool, and it can reach in and get accessory genes to cover things that it can't do. But that in the presence of love, it really works. But that in the presence of hatred and fear, you know, all these negative and resistant things happen. And it seems subatomic level, whatever it is, maybe not just physical, it's the conscious levels, consciousness, thinking. It's amazing how unity of, you know, spirit, which he said is peace, really works when you understand your part in it, because we actually affect that unity. You know, we do I would recommend to everybody to go back and read The River of Life in the Keys of Yeshua, because it's a wonderful key. And it relates to the very last one, the way with motion. So if you guys want to wrap your head around something that's an incredible lesson about what you're talking about, it's really all right there.
That's great contribution, Nancy. Thank you. Yeah, I totally agree. The answers are actually all there, and there's nothing we can't work through. But we can't work through anything from a viewpoint of hatred. We can't work through anything from a viewpoint of violence, from actions of violence, viewpoints of hatred, and a cultivated disrespect. And that goes for any and all sides of the question. We've got to work with what's possible and move with what's possible into, and you know, once we find the answer, we're going to look back on this and say, what were we fighting about anyway? Really? Oh, my goodness. Huh? We actually fought about that?
Yeah.
I think back on my own generation, how many things we fought about. And we kind of finally settled into life and started getting along with our parents and the elders. And we figured the best way to reform the way we work together is from inside how we're working together, not from an outside position of trying to tear it down, build it back, and change it. We're all inside the same family. We're all inside the game. And working from inside the game to find the answers.
Amen. Thank you, Christopher, for having that conversation get sparked in Glenda. That was good. Well, we have more callers. Glenda, we have, hi, Sarah. There's two Sarahs, so I'm thinking this is, yep.
Yeah,
this
is, hi, Sarah.
Oh,
is,
God bless
this
you.
Aloha. This is Sarah.
That's right. Aloha, Glenda, and Nancy, and to our beloved community.
And yes, I know there's another Sarah who's actually here in Western Mass. So I look forward to connecting with her someday. I've been listening, tuning in each week, and there's so much gratitude for the blessings of this community. And I haven't reached out and asked for a blessing, but I feel okay. I first just want to affirm just so many blessings of my life, even in the challenges and struggles. I affirm the blessings of my Father and of the Master Jesus Christ. And I want to just ask for a special, just ongoing support for my dad and his healing and strengthening. And I want to ask for help from Yeshua as well for us living together in a way that is just peaceful and helps both of us. It's a lot to live with my dad and to take care of him. And while I'm so blessed to be able to do it, it isn't easy. And I can acknowledge that. So just blessings for us both to have space and room for all people to be able to live and support one another. And also, I'm just after a blessing that I'm seeking to continue doing my work remotely for my own medical needs and so that I can be here to teach my dad. So just blessings for that process, that my work continues to allow me to work remotely, and that all people are able to work in a way that just works for their families and for their health and their well-being. May we continue to find ways to be flexible and so people can work in meaningful ways, but not at the detriment of their family and of their needs. So yeah, all that.
It's all, yes, amen. We've got you on that, girl. Really, we understand. And as a veteran caregiver of long-lived parents, I can tell you that almost all of your father's challenges and difficulties are coming from fear. Yeah. He doesn't know what's next. And he knows what's ultimately coming next. But he doesn't know what it's going to be like between now and then. And he wants to have the best life he can have between now and then. And so just understand it's coming from fear. It's not about you. At all. He still loves you as much as when he was your daddy and you sat on his knee. You know?
Really.
So just know what's going on and smile and get him a glass of iced tea.
That's it. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Blessing for all of our elderly. Yes, may everyone be taken care of in a good way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, my dear. Well, we love you. And it's always good to
love
hear
you
from
too.
You. And give our blessings to your papa. Okay?
I will. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Aloha.
Aloha. Sarah, he's blessed to have you. We hear it, and it's just, there's some wonderful pure love coming from you. So thank you for sharing always about your dad.
Oh, thank you, Nancy.
We love you.
Love
you. Okay, let's see, Sarah. We have Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Hello. How are you guys doing today? I hope wonderful. Love to everybody on the call, and especially you, Glenda, and Nancy. I'm calling to give a little bit of an update on a little baby who hadn't been born, who was tiny. Her name is Juniper Jang is her name.
Yes, I remember.
Yes, well, she was delivered as an emergency in the past 10 days or so, and she's still in the hospital. She weighs about 3.5 pounds, and she has to weigh 4 pounds before she can leave the hospital, but she seems to be doing really well her daddy says she's perfect. And you should see pictures of her daddy, who's 6'3", holding that tiny little soul against his chest and just comforting her. The pictures are so beautiful. She's such a sweet, tiny thing. Pardon?
So he gets to hold her?
They can actually hold her, and they need to comfort her and help her thrive.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, they're doing that, but, oh, she's just the sweetest little thing. And I was calling to let you know she's delivered. She arrived safely. She looks perfect. But she needs to gain weight. She is still a tiny little thing. So I would ask for a blessing that she receive all the nutrition she can take in and gain that weight she needs so that she can go home. That's the blessing I would ask for. And that's all I would like to say today. Thank everybody for the prayers. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes. Well, I got two comments. I can relate to that on two levels, so I'll share. Is that okay?
Sure.
Mary's daughter was born premature, just a pound and a half.
Oh, my God.
He was in the hospital for almost 2 months, and he was
there
every day with her, every day.
Yeah.
And she turned out to be beautiful, strong, intelligent, great mother, and, you know, the love of his life, really. These things can work, and they do work. And then I've got one other little example. After my last cat of my last generation, a little girl, an elder girl, about 16, we had to send her home. Of course, I was very, very sad, and I called the breeder that I had bought her from before, because I thought maybe there was a cat in her family line that would be coming available soon, because I stayed in touch with her soul, and I thought maybe she wants to come back. You know, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't, because God has other plans. And nature has other plans. So we don't always get our way, but we can still kind of nurture it a little bit in our direction. So anyway, there was a litter that was due, and it would have been a great-great-grandmother of hers who was going to deliver. And so I stayed prayerfully in touch with that mama until she delivered. And I wanted a girl. And the breeder, who after all these years was a friend of mine, and she called and she says, "Glenda, the litter was born at 5:00 this morning, and they were all boys except for one little girl, and she says she's only an inch long. I don't know if she can make it, and I wanted to call you and see if you wanted to try for it." She said, "If it were just up to me, I would terminate her life, because chances are there would be something that's not formed properly in her, and it's a lot less painful to terminate a life at this stage." And I said, no, I want her. I want her. Okay. Well, and I said, "I've been praying for her for 2 weeks." And so my friend said, "Well, you just keep praying for her." And she kept reporting to me, and she said, "She's going to be perfect. She's growing. She's the smallest one in the litter, but she fights all the boys off the milk bar. You know, she gets all the milk she wants, and those boys respect her. So she's going to be fine." But still, when I picked her up at 8 weeks old, she was the tiniest little thing still in the palm of my hand.
Wow.
Now, she's just having her second birthday on Wednesday. Second birthday on Wednesday. And she is as big as our two boys.
So wow. Wonderful.
She caught up. And I'm telling you, those boys don't bother her. she is queen of the cat family. So
Little
is not, little is okay, because little can be multiplied 1,000 times. And I want all of you to think about that, because anybody might have grown up in situations that made you think some part of you was little. Maybe you didn't have a chance at this or that. But now, you know, your life is in a completely different context. You've been nurtured up to where you are right now. You know, go to the milk bar, drink plentifully. And, cultivate your talents and your confidence. And, use these precious little babies as your inspiration for what you can do with your life. Because we don't all start with a big basket full of opportunities. So we can be worthy of a big basket full of opportunities as we go through life because of our love and our service and the confidence we have in ourselves. So take these little loved ones as your blessing today and your inspiration.
I surely do. And you know what I get? When I concentrate on her and say prayers for her, she's tiny, but she is the brightest light. She just, spiritually, she's really strong. So I think she's here as a blessing, and she's much more than she appears right now.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? We all are.
Yes, we are. We truly are. Yeah.
Okay.
And thank you, Glenda. Thank you.
I love her name, Nancy. I just want to say that. I love it. Juniper Jane, that's just awesome.
Yeah.
So thank you. Right.
Thank you.
All right. We love you. We will keep Juniper Jane in our prayers for sure. And we have another Sarah, Glenda. Hi, Sarah.
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
Sarah.
I'm back. Yeah, I first of all just want to express so much gratitude for all of you, for this community. And, of course, Glenda has already shared some wisdom that I needed to hear today. So thank you. And, of course, I always love your cat stories. That goes way back. A request. First of all, I'm just going to mention the names of a few people who have big health challenges. I won't even go into the stories, but just I want to put their names in. And that's Craig, Celia, Annie and Devia, and Sandy. And then for myself, I am still or again dealing with just some interpersonal stuff that's just keeps being challenging, and I'm feeling sort of stuck. So my blessing request is to reclaim my direct connection with God, to have that divine guidance that open, you know, my heart just to sort of needs opening again, and just to get back on a better track.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we know he wants the connection also. Always. So you can count on that.
Thank you.
That's for sure.
We love you, Sarah,
thank you.
And thank you so much for your service. And your many, many years of service. Sarah holds a blessing, I believe it's every Wednesday night. Anyone can join through the ethers, shall we say. Through the open space of the Holy Spirit. Anyone can join wherever you are. And Sarah,
what time, Glenda?
Sarah, what time is it?
It's East Coast time. It's 9:30 on Wednesday nights. And my email list has just gone up past 100 people. So it's, you know, a lot of good energy there.
Oh, good. But you're doing good work, Sarah. You really are. So 9:30 Eastern. So
and we have quite a few blessing givers who participate. So, you know. It's,
oh, good. Right. Good, good. That makes it even stronger. Okay.
Thank you, Sarah. And, yeah.
Yeah, and so just factor your time in and join the group in prayer. That would be a good thing to do.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Thank you, Sarah, for holding that space for everyone. No,
well,
it's doing that.
Me, you know, it's a blessing for me to do that. Just, yeah.
I understand that one.
Mm. Thank you, Sarah. We love you. We'll keep all of these prayers in our heart.
I love all of you, too. Thanks so much.
Glenda, we have... Hi, Susan.
Oh, hi, Nancy. Hi, Glenda. Oh, my God. I had a week out of hell. I don't remember being so sick in so long. And I was, oh, my God. And still, I think I'm healing, and I was struggling. Should I go to the doctor? I didn't want to, and really, I used my pendulum a lot, and it kept saying no, no, no. And, you know, I really struggled with my fears. I did not go. I kept doing what I felt I should. A lot of congestion. You know, from every end, practically. And I think I'm starting to heal. I hope so. But I could certainly use, now I just went through a lot of stress, and I'm not surprised that I was vulnerable to what happened. But, oh my God, I've been totally relying on God and, looking at, Yeshua and using my pendulum. For everything of, should I eat this? Should I do that? I said, you must be sick and tired of me coming with a million questions. But, I mean that. I said, there wasn't nothing that if I was unsure that I didn't, you know, go and ask, should I eat this? No. Should I? I mean, every step was taken. And I did my best. I'm still doing my best, to feel, confident. And, that I'm doing the next right thing. And every so often this fear would overtake me. It's like, this is a night, you know, going through that alone is like a nightmare for me. So I want to thank everybody who I reached out to and has, sent their prayers and love. But I certainly can use it from you, Glenda, and the group. So. Oh, yes. And I'm glad you're asking. You know, at least you're asking, Susan, and that's very important.
Oh, yes, I am asking. There's no doubt about that. So this was, you know, I don't remember being so sick in a really long time.
Was it the flu or something like that?
It was a combination of the flu. It started out as flu, but immediately I got... asthma, and then, you know, serious bronchitis, so I was worried about, well, okay, that, you know, for me, could easily turn into pneumonia. So then, you know,
that's scary.
That's scary. That's very scary. So, but, I mean, I can still go to my doctor and, my family doctor who I go to. And, but I kept saying no. And, yesterday I started to feel, you know, like it was some improvement, although I still have a great deal of, congestion. And I actually, with the asthma, it's not that I can't breathe, it's that I can't sleep because of the noise of the wheezing. So I slept. You know, divine guidance said, go downstairs and yeah, I have a recliner. I said, and sleep in the recliner. And that way you can sleep on your back, because I'm not a person who sleeps on her back. And I'll be around all my crystals and the picture of Yeshua. And I said, this will be good. There'll be a healing once you fall asleep a little bit. And that was good. You know, that was smart, very smart. And so I, you know, and in my phlegm, it's clear. I started to take, the interesting thing is I was taking my quercetin and the zinc, and it was like for this virus, it just didn't seem to do. I've had others where it really made it next to nothing, and I was like, wow, that's such a gift. But not this one. This one was like, this was nothing gonna, you know, this was coming through like stormtroopers. So, I believe that I don't have, pneumonia. And but you know, even my stomach got so upset. I mean, it's like just in, you know, a nightmare of a situation. Like I, you know, it seemed like there was some flu and maybe some, temperature, but not much, and there's none now. And physically, I feel much better. There's no doubt that there's an improvement in the way I feel from when this thing began in the first few days. But still, I have the congestion, which that would take long. And actually the asthma has abated some, so I'm seeing improvement. But there's still, I guess, you know, I'm dealing with my fears and my ability to have faith, you know, and trust. And I know all this is part of a test. There's no question, as things are. And so I could use a lot of help and love to just deal with me, my demons, and whatever else that I'm, you know, dealing with here.
Yeah. Susan? Well, you've got my prayers, Susan, and I will stay in prayer with you, because you're going through pretty much what I went through. And I understand your fear. I understand the complication of it all. And that's the thing that's really the most mind-boggling. You can't get set on a direction when there's so many layers to what you're going through. So I do understand. And be patient with yourself. Number one, right. Be patient with yourself. Rest and just know that you will be well, and in your deepest self, you are well.
Oh, well.
Okay? Okay.
And well. And I would just add, too, Susan, I don't know what the weather is up there in Jersey, if it's cold or sunny, but if you can get out in the morning around 11 and just get a little sun
right.
and vitamin D
right.
for 10 minutes, it really does make you feel better
right.
on so many levels. You know?
Right.
It even helps
right.
with fear. It's crazy how the sun can do that, you know?
No, that's why I love the idea that I sit in the sunroom. I'm inside, but I'm outside at the same time, and I love that. So,
good. That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. But I could serve.
Well, you've got a lot of confidence, I can tell, and that's a very big asset. So you keep doing what you're doing. Stay strong in your faith and be patient with yourself. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you all.
We love you.
I appreciate it.
We love you.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be praying for you.
Thank you.
You sure will. Love you,
Thank
Susan.
You. Love you, both of you, and everybody on the call.
Thank you. Well, Glenda, we have, hi, Eva. How are you today?
Hi. Well, I've been improving.
But
yay. There are times when I still get myself down, and I can relate to Susan in some ways. where my fear is getting away, and I'm trying to let that all that go. And sometimes I survive it, and sometimes I don't. So blessings still, I would appreciate. But the other thing that I was calling about was we had another sudden death this week. And that was my daughter's, one of her best friends' father passed away. And he's alone in his apartment. And he wasn't even found for a few days. So that was pretty difficult for her because they weren't even able to have a open casket. And and the suddenness, of course, too. So his name was Wayne. The daughter is Carol, and the son is Gail. And Gail has twins. Carol has three children. So for the families there, and the crossing over of Wayne, I'm sure they will appreciate blessings to help them get through this. The memorial was yesterday, and so hopefully, you know, she will find some comfort and yes. Be able to manage this.
Yes, absolutely. We pray for them all. Well, Eva, and it's good to hear from you too.
Yeah, always. I'm hoping that.
Always.
I'm still waiting for the big one, you know, where I can be independent again. But sometimes I feel very strongly that it's there, and then other times I don't. So I need to find my...
It's beautiful that you're of service asking on behalf of others, Eva. So you are still doing good work, you know?
Yeah, well, that was such a shock for them. And, yeah.
Well, you just be strong. Be strong in your faith, in your courage, and in your positive attitude about life. And life will take care of you. You know, every stage of life is different. And being strong at this stage of life may look a little different than being strong when you were, let's say, 40 years old. Being strong then was a very different thing than being strong now. So let your new chapter of life inform you about what being strong looks like now so that you're not I don't want to say overexpect, because actually I don't think we can overexpect, but we need to expect appropriately. And that's, you know, I know that the time will come in my life when I will think it's not appropriate for me to drive anymore. And that'll be sad for me when that happens, but I'll be okay with it because I had the strength to make that decision. And then I had the strength to decide, okay, how am I going to deal with this? Because I'm not going to give up my my mobility or getting around. So what's next in my life? So, Eva, you need to be realistic about what being strong looks like for you now. Because it won't be the same as being strong 15 years ago. It will be different. But you can still be strong. You can be a strong, independent, active person, taking care of your life and helping with those you love.
Yeah.
We love you, and we want to always hold you up to being the strongest that you can be.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very, very welcome, Eva. And Nancy, I think I'm going to end the Q&A mode because we are after 4 o'clock. We're almost at 4:10. It's time we got ready for... All right, we're ready for our blessing. We're ready to get started, everybody. And I do apologize that I accidentally muted myself. I want you to stretch. I want you to get a little movement in your body so that energy can move through you. And I know we've all experienced getting a little bit stiff, just even if you're young and you sit in a chair too long. Remember back when you were in school and you had to sit in those straight chairs and this desk in front of you and you got up and it was like, oh my goodness, I feel like my grandmother. I can't walk, you know, but you stretch out a little bit and you're fine. See, we can get locked in because our joints get, I wouldn't say inflexible, but they get kind of fixed because they want to accommodate whatever position we're in. And then we get up and they've got to readjust to another position. But we want them to be fluid right now. We want them to be just as fluid as if we were in that 4th of July swimming pool I mentioned earlier. You're going to be swimming in spirit. And I want you to be open to that flow of energy, which will come to you by the grace of God, reaching through all dimensions of existence as spirit, conveyed by the Holy Spirit, and anchored in you through the love of Christ. He is in your heart, and he's going to anchor these blessings for you. So just be like, pull your shoulders around. Your shoulders and neck is where most of us build up the most tension. So turn your neck to the right and the left. Squinch your shoulders forward and back and up and down. Get them loose and then put them in little pinwheels so that they feel fluid. And then your torso, if you can stand, be standing. If not, do this in your chair. Okay? To the left and the right, move your torso and bend forward a little bit and bend backwards just a little bit because we want to create that fluidity in your spine. The energy is going to come from the cosmos through the top of your head, down through your neck, your spine, and your legs into the earth. The earth is going to catch it and it's going to anchor it in realistic possibilities that are realistic for life. You know, stuff comes in from the cosmos that could mean a lot of things for a lot of dimensions of being. But what comes into our earth is your mother. And your mother knows what you need. Remember when you were 2 years old? Listen to me, your mother knows what you need. Okay, well that's what the earth does. When she receives the energy, then she's going to send it right back up through you, spinning it around your heart and then out the top of your head so that you're getting back to the universe and you get another bucket full. Come right down through your spine into the earth and then back up again and again until many, many, many times, more than you could count because it comes at the speed of light. You know, these are cosmic flows. And it comes very fast. And it's going to be through the fullness of your body and fill every part of your body. So don't even think about just be available to it. Just be available. And the reason I want you to pray during your receiving of it is because you will create the connection for it to bring you what you need. Because this energy, loving though it is, fulfilling, nurturing, healing though it is, might not all be relevant to you. You may not need to be healed of a broken leg. Somebody else does. Okay? So what you need is expressed through your prayer. And that's what attracts the energy that's being given specifically to you. Now I want you to take a deep breath. Very deep breath. Expand your diaphragm. Pull your shoulders up to take in buckets of air. Okay? Hold it. And now release it fully, 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 fully until your shoulders drop. Now again, more buckets full of air. Just expand your body. You're taking in the air of life. and now you're using it to clean your body. So let's just expel it. Let it go. Okay. And again, to the fullness, and then release it to the fullest. Okay. Now, just be in a state of balance with your breathing, and we're going to start our four square breath, which is not about anything extreme. It's not about any particular position or whether it's through your nose or your mouth. It's just whatever's comfortable for you. The importance of the four square breath is you're going to exhale to the count of four, giving your life energy out to the world. And you're going to let it find its way out there to the count of four before you take in air again for yourself to the count of four. Okay. You're going to hold it so that your body can receive it and take it in for your lifeblood before you give again. This is why we do it to the count of four, to space this out in so many, so many sacred practices of breathing. It's been said through the ages, many practitioners from Christian to Buddhist and others of unnamed practices, they say it's the interval where the miracle happens. Because actually in the interval, that's where you're actually giving to others and receiving from others to yourself. So that's a lot like the blessing, isn't it? And another thing about it is that it causes you to be mindful of your breath. When you're mindful of your breath, you tend to be more mindful of your life, because your breath is your life, and your life is your breath. So becoming more mindful of your breath is a very good thing to do. I just want you to do this as I offer my prayer to Yeshua, and then your prayer. Oh Lord, we honor you. We thank you. We praise you for your loving care, walking beside us in all of our troubles and celebrating with us in all of our joys, laughing with us when we see the miracles of life and enjoying our pleasure in them, calming our spirits when we are uncertain, giving us focus when we need to be strong. You know and are the master of all the dynamics of life. And you put us together in a masterful way so that we can embrace and use the dynamics of life to our fulfillment. We ask of you now all the requests of those who came in a humble spirit to this blessing call to reach for you. We ask that you be with them and establish a firm connection. We ask that you be with all that they ask for, the people they love, the situations they would love to see improved. And we as a community stand strong asking for the world that we move closer to peace, that the hunger be fed, that the poor be given ways of supporting their families and earning a worthy living, that they have shelter and hope for the future. We ask on behalf of the children that they be protected and cared for and nurtured, for they are the future of humanity on this earth. We ask for those who are about ready for their passage to a higher life, that they may approach it with expectations of joy and love and reunion with everyone they have ever loved in their life. We thank you for your everlasting love. We thank our Heavenly Father for his everlasting grace and mercy, and the hope and the Holy Spirit that fills us with the power to love in spite of whatever is happening, and to ask, how can I love more? For all these things, we thank you, and we ask in your precious name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now in conducting the energy of the blessing? Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. But it is not been fully received. That's for you. Go and lie down for at least 7 minutes. And in that time, do not think. Do not even pray. Do not voice any kind of words. For that is a distraction from the simplicity of your blessing, which comes by the grace of God. And you may discover it over the next hours, days, and even weeks ahead. So be open to discovery. We wish you love and a blessed week. Looking forward to having you back again next week. Bye-bye for now.